Oh, that's right. We're right here. It's good afternoon to you. We're going to be singing and crying the blues over here with the one and only gas can guitar magic man, Mac Arnold. How you doing today?
I'm feeling great.
Feeling great?
Feeling great.
You know, I happen to notice that it looks like you're weighted down with a bigger gas can this year.
Yes, I've got a little disgusted about running out of gas so soon, so I increased the gallonage. I went up to 2 gallons instead of one.
Well, it's more fitting. Is it got more bass to it?
Yes, it has a little more body to it.
Yeah, that's great. That's
Yes.
great. So, how you been doing?
I've been doing real good. We've been all over the place playing, and we still have a lot of road to travel.
Road to travel.
Yes.
Yeah, you told me you were in Canada in February. I might ask you why.
Well, we went there to do blues in the schools in Canada for the first time. We did 4 schools in 2 days, and we did a concert at night on the second day. And the third day, we played at a venue that has country music in up there in Canada. And everything worked out beautifully.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, in February, it had to be darn cold and probably a lot of snow up there. Why would you go then, was Mike really what I was asking.
Well, I was trying to figure out why those people live there in the winter, and I found out they party so much they don't even realize snow is on the ground.
Are you telling me there's a lot of alcohol in those systems?
There's a lot of system in alcohol.
Okay. All right. Well, that's pretty good to hear. So, your restaurant, you opened that up back in January,
February.
February?
Yes, February 7th, we had a light opening, and it snowed, you know.
Messed up everything, didn't it?
We had 2 feet of snow, and after that, we opened back up on the 15th of February, and we've been rolling since. We had our grand opening back on the 12th of June.
Wow.
That went over real big, and a lot more people find out where we were.
Absolutely. Now we're talking about Mac Arnold's Blues Restaurant. It is in Greenville. And where exactly is it, Mac?
It's at 1237 Pendleton Street in Greenville.
Okay. So you've been started that. You know, I question constantly when I think about you, and I think, you know, you're running around doing the blues, traveling everywhere, and then you decide you want to add a restaurant at the young age of
72.
72.
Just turned 72 yesterday.
Well, happy birthday, Mac.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you decided to open a restaurant because.
Well, we do blues in the schools, and all of our blues musicians is passing away fast. So, I felt that it's my duty to make sure that this great legacy doesn't go away.
Right.
I built this thing in my mind, and then I created the vineyard to train children to play music. We
At the
do
restaurant?
at the restaurant. As a matter of
Okay.
fact, I'm sorry, August 15th, we're going to start doing blues there in the daytime, and we're going to call it Family Day on Wednesdays. As you know, here in our area, a lot of churches have activities on Wednesdays.
Right.
So I decided to give Wednesdays to the families and children, and we'll have children entertaining children from 3 in the afternoon until 6 in the p.m. And then we'll shut that segment down, and then we'll open up at 8 o'clock again until 10 with gospel music. And that day, we will not serve any alcohol on Wednesdays.
Wow. Okay. You're taking a risk there, aren't you, Mac?
Well, I'm taking the opportunity to give something back to the community. And because the community has been very good to me, they allowed me to post signs in order for them to reject me, and no one rejected me because of alcohol. So I felt that to give something back to the community and to respect the churches that is in the area, we won't serve any alcohol on Wednesdays.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Thank
you. Now, you know, so you are you, you know, part, a lot of people may not know about your foundation, the ICanDoAnything.org.
Yes.
What's that foundation all about, Mac?
The foundation is for the preservation of music and arts in public schools. And as you know, we do blues in the schools across the world. And we go to schools since the grants has been sort of put on the down low, so to speak.
On the down low.
We always try to keep the music in the schools anyway. And so we go to the schools and we create these curriculums to involve the children in what we're doing. And then we put on a concert to create funds for the school. Instead of the school paying us, we create funds for the school for their music departments and their arts. And we do that as much as we possibly can.
Wow.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
I guess you probably, do you meet a lot of talented young people when you're out there doing this?
Oh, yes. Yes. And the, I just love doing blues in the schools because the students, from the beginning, they're shy about grabbing an instrument. And once we get one student to come up and join us on the stage, we have the whole faculty want to come on the bandstand and play with us at that particular time. So it's just a great thing to do to try to get kids influenced and inspired to play music.
Sure. You know, and the blues is just such an, I won't say easy, but it is kind of easy because there is no set thing, is there, with the blues?
Yes, it is.
I mean, even I've sung with you with the blues. Well, I mean, there can't be much set to it.
Well, I tell you, there is a trick about blues. Blues is so simple until it's difficult to play correctly.
So simple that it's difficult to play correctly.
That is correct.
Okay.
And when you play it correctly, you will hear the difference than when someone is playing it at the opposite.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
It sounds real simple, like you say, but it's more to it than
it's
that.
It's more to it.
And one thing it does, it lets you know where you're going, and it tells you where you've been and to watch out for the future.
There you go. Well, that's something we definitely need to watch out is for the future, don't
that
we,
is,
Mac?
That is correct.
You know, it sure is good to be able to sit down and talk to you. It's been, I guess it was Christmas back in December. We had you in and we went down to the Salvation Army and you did a talk. And
yes.
The kids, you know, I understand through talking to Melody and some of the other staff down there that the kids were really inspired by you coming down and talking
yes.
to them.
Yes.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Sure was. Yep. It's always fun to be able to try and inspire children.
Absolutely. Well, we are here with the one and only Mac Arnold. I know sometime during the show that he and I will probably break into song. Who knows what will happen here. You got to stay tuned with us right here on WCRS. Don't you go away.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh my God, I am looking at Mac Arnold up in Canada with 7 feet snowdrifts around him, just having a good time. In fact, one of the guys has a big snowball. I think he's about to just drop it on the guy in front of him there. Well, I was just asking Mac, you know, being from Carolina and everything, you go up in that snow weather, it's really cold. And I was asking you, did you have enough heavy coats and whatnot to keep you warm? Yeah, you did?
Sure.
Yeah?
Sure. We had a quilts and everything else, but once we got there, they kept us so busy we couldn't use them.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, that is terrific, and I know you love traveling around and seeing all the kids. You've been to a lot of festivals. Sounds to me like you haven't stopped since the first of the year.
Just barely.
Just barely?
Yeah, we were off last week, and that's the first week we've been off since the beginning of the year. We're always busy doing something.
That's so cool. That's so cool, Matt. Now, you know, we just had a couple of calls come in. Some people want to know where your restaurant is. It's Mac Arnold's Blues Restaurant. It is in Greenville. Now, what part of Greenville is it in?
It is in West Greenville, actually. And the zip there is 29611.
Okay.
That will get you there by GPS. But our address is 1237 Pellington Street.
Pellington Street?
Pellington, P-E-N-D-L-E-T-O-N.
Pellington Street.
Yes, in
okay.
Greenville.
Now, is there any landmarks or anything that people might know?
Yes, there's a little strip mall next door to us. It's called West Greenville Mall.
Okay.
And across the street from me is Pace Jewelry.
Okay.
They've been there for years and years and years, so that is one unique landmark.
Okay, so Pace Jewelers is right across the street from them down there.
Yes.
It is Mac Arnold's Blues Restaurant. The telephone number, if you want to give them a call, 558-0747. Now, it took a long time to get this restaurant open.
Yes.
And when you finally got it open, how has it been?
It's been great, but we had a cold start. We had a soft opening back on the 7th of February, and the following day we had 2 foot of snow. So we stayed closed until the 15th, and we opened on the 15th of February. So it's been great running since then.
Now, you also had your,
Cornbread and Collard Greens Blues Festival.
Right.
We had that back in April. And we took the second leg of it to Florida.
A short trip.
We went to Key Largo with it, and we did the Cornbread and Collard Greens Blues Festival for 3 days in Key Largo.
Now, so, did you have to take collard greens with you?
I sure did.
I knew you'd tell me that.
Yes.
From your farm?
Yes, from my farm. We packed them up, and we took about 15 gallons of blanched collards down to Florida, and we had over 400 people for 3 days in a row.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't, I think, understand the significance of collard greens and cornbread. Yeah, there is a significance to it, isn't there?
Sure there are.
What's the significance?
It makes you happy, I know that.
It makes you happy?
Yes.
What are we going to be doing? You doing a song with Burrell Williams about that makes you happy? What does it do? Clean out your system, Mac?
Yeah, it's very healthy for you because, especially when it comes from my garden, I don't use any fertilizer, pesticide, or insecticide. So it's all grown from mulch and from compost.
Compost, wow.
Yes.
Now, you're growing your garden, and are you using some of the vegetables at your restaurant?
Here and there, we have a special.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Yes. And the group that is actually doing the cooking, is it Asada?
Asada, yes. Asada is one of the best food trucks in Greenville. Well, they were awarded the best food truck in Greenville.
Sure.
So they're doing my kitchen, and they prepare Latin American fusion.
Latin American fusion.
Yes.
Now, one of my questions, if I was talking to them, I would just wonder, did it take them a little while to get used to the fact that they're not in a rolling kitchen?
Yes. They were ready for it. They experienced the restaurant being put together for a year.
Okay.
And they were in and out of there, so they felt like they'd been there for a year once they was able to go in and start preparing food. We have great clients, and their food is it's immaculate. Everyone that tried their food, you know, some people, because it's a different style of food,
right.
Some people are reluctant to try it. But once they try it, they always come back again.
Now, what's your favorite dish from them? when you're eating at the restaurant.
Shrimp taco.
Shrimp tacos.
Oh, that's incredible.
Incredible?
Yes.
Okay.
All their food is really good, but I'm a person that likes seafood a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So their shrimp taco and fish, they also make fish taco also.
Okay.
And it's super.
Super.
Yes.
Okay. So now, are they still doing their food trucks or have they quit that?
The food truck, they do that on special occasions.
Okay.
Like on Saturdays, we have farmers market in West Greenville now.
Okay.
So they take the truck out and they serve people from the vendor where the fresh market is.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
That's very cool.
So that happens in the morning. By 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they shut the truck down and they're back. Everybody's back to the kitchen, but the kitchen is open every day from 11:30 until 2:30 Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, and then it opened back up again at 5:00 and served food until 8:30 on Fridays, we open up at 11:30 in the morning, and we stay open until midnight, Friday and Saturdays.
Wow. And you know, you play up there sometimes, don't you, when you're in town and available, right?
Yes. We're closed Sundays and Mondays, but this week we're going to be there jamming on Friday of this week, Macaron and Plate Full of Blues, to celebrate my 72nd birthday. Which my birthday was June 30th, yesterday.
Wow. Okay. So you're going to celebrate this Friday and Saturday?
Celebrate this. No, we got to fly out this Saturday. We're playing in North Carolina this Friday, about 4 hours out from home. So we'll be playing North Carolina, and there's another group that plays at the restaurant this weekend.
Okay. So when are you celebrating your birthday then up there?
Friday.
Okay. Fourth of July. Well, all right. There's going to be fireworks. Are you going to have fireworks there?
We'll have fireworks, and I'll have the gas cans all ready to set them on fire also.
Wow. Well, you might want to be there then, folks. That's going to be, sounds like an awesome, a lot of fun there,
it's
Mac.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, I'll try to get up there for that, Mac.
That would be great.
That would be wonderful. Actually, we're going to be closed here at Sharp Facets, and the radio, I'm putting it on autopilot Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And, of course, we're always closed on Sunday. So we're taking a little time off, too.
Fantastic.
So that sounds really good. Well, you are also going to be playing here during the Blues Cruise.
Yes.
Back again at Sundance Gallery.
Yes. I appreciate Gary Irwin for inviting us back again. It's a wonderful thing to be able to travel around and make people smile.
Absolutely. And that, of course, is the first night, and you are going to be at Sundance Gallery, 8 to 11. It's going to be a lot of fun. Friday night, we're actually doing a blues crawl. We're going to be crawling all over Uptown Greenwood, talking to the artists, playing their music, and just having a great time.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it is a good festival, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is.
So you'll be having a good time there. We'll be having a good time there. Sure hope you're going to be there. All next week on Meet Me at the Diner, 4 to 5, we're going to be talking to different artists that are going to be coming to it. So we're going to be previewing their music, talking to them, and helping people make decisions on where to go. So, see, you're getting the premier position because you're on first.
Fantastic.
And you're in studio, so that's even better.
Yes.
That's right. Well, we are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon. We're with the one and only Mac Arnold, the one who actually was part of Soul Train.
That is true.
I mean, you know, I tell people about that, and you go into his to Michael Jackson's home and playing in the game room and everything, and people go, no way. It's true, isn't it?
Yes, it is true.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking more about Mac Arnold right here. I certainly hope you are going to stay right with us as we continue to talk, and who knows, we'll get Mac to play a little bit on his gas can guitar. So don't you go away. We're coming right back at you. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. South Carolina news is up, and we'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos.
So I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe Cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. Sharp Facets Gallery. I am being royally entertained this afternoon by the one and only Mac Arnold. You know, we were just, you know, there comes a stage in life where if you've been around long enough, Mac, people around you are going to start dying, aren't they?
That's the truth.
That is the truth. We were just talking about Casey Kasem that just died, and you were talking about Bobby Womack.
Yeah, and our local musician here, Chocolate Thunder, passed away yesterday. So we're just having people leave here like it's easy.
Like it's easy?
Yeah.
It's not that easy, is it, Mac?
I hope it isn't.
I hope it isn't either. Yeah, you're right. But you said you were good friends with Bobby Womack.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, through the 70s. We all used to hang out in West Hollywood, where him and his brother and some other members of his family lived in the Hollywood Hills.
Right.
And then, unfortunately, his brother was murdered in the Hollywood Hills, and he moved to New York, and we lost contact. So we haven't talked in over 15 years.
Probably not going to talk anymore, Mac.
I can see that right now.
I can see that right now. Yeah, but it has to be tough, you know, to know people that you've known all your life, right? And then you start seeing it. I think that's when you start realizing that maybe you're getting a little older.
That is correct. Yeah, because no one is going to live forever. And that's one reason I decided it was time for me to start giving back to the community, because I'm 72 years at this point, and I'm not going to live for another 25 years, so I better get going.
It's kind of like Drink Small, and what was his song? I'm 75 and trying to survive.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah, so, but the blues, you said that you actually are going to be doing a recording session.
Yes. Westminster has put together a beautiful venue there in Westminster. It's called the Westminster Union Music Hall. And we're going to do a live DVD and a live CD there the 22nd and 23rd of August.
Wow.
Yes.
That's going to be pretty awesome.
It's going to be fantastic. They have a great venue there. Beautiful sound.
Yeah. Well, you know, you see it advertised every once in a while. There'll be a TV commercial or something where they've got some group or something. They've become pretty famous for what they're putting out there.
Yes. And they're pretty new. Also,
yeah.
So, but they are out there. I love the venue.
Well,
it's
right.
Really nice.
Yeah. So, what about? Fill us in a little bit. You know, you were born in Ware Place, South Carolina, right up the road from us here.
Correct.
All right. And let's see. How did you get into music to begin with?
Well, I have an older brother. His name is Leroy, and he's 10 years older than I am. And back in when he was going to school, there was a teacher that really were into music. And she had them making different kinds of instruments and different kinds of toys. And my brother decided he wanted to make a guitar. So my father, he was a farmer doing cotton. And once the farm was over, he would always go to Florida and pick oranges. Well, my brother had been on him pretty strong that year about buying him a guitar, but that wasn't happening. In a Baptist home, that wasn't near about going to happen back in 46. So when my father left home, my brother took one of his gas cans and built himself a guitar. He took to school, and during the contest, he won first place. So that gave me inspiration to learn how to play guitar. So I learned how to play guitar on his guitar, and we just progressed through school. And once I got in school, we were really on then, and I had the chance to meet that brother James Brown down there. And James came and played with us on the weekend, and that really gave me inspiration to play. So that's how I began to play music.
Wow. Now, I understand, if I remember the story correctly, your dad was down in Florida, but when your dad came back from Florida, this was not a good thing that a gas can had been appropriated for a guitar.
That is correct. And it took him a while to find his gas can. He never could figure out why his gas can came up missing, because he always made sure that it was in one place. And when he found the gas can, it was several years later. We never did let him know that we were playing around with a guitar in the house. My brother would hide the guitar from all of us. I would look until I find it. Once he's gone, I would play his guitar.
And your mom never told your dad?
My mom never told a soul.
Oh, she was all right then, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. She really loved the music, too.
She loved the music, too?
Yes.
Yeah. So you met James Brown, and you said you started really, from 15 to 24, you were traveling around playing music everywhere.
Yes, yes, all around the South here.
And then how did you end up in Chicago?
I was listening to, WLAC, Nashville radio station, always played blues. And it had these segments that they would play from 11 in the evening until maybe 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the morning, where the sound would start waving in and out. And
we would,
everybody start coming in on the station. Sometimes you'd have two or three different voices talking on the same station.
Right.
But anyway, I was listening to WLAC, and I found out that a lot of the blues musicians lived in Chicago. And if they wasn't living there, they were always coming to visit to play in Chicago. So at age 24, I decided I need to go to Chicago to visit Chicago and meet some of these musicians I've been listening to all these years. And I got the great pleasure of meeting about 95% of the musicians that I've been listening to all those years. And I'd hop on the stage with them, and I had chance to play with a lot of
them. With your gas can guitar?
Well, it wasn't a gas can at that point.
Okay.
I had switched over and started playing electric bass.
Oh.
So I got the opportunity and the great opportunity to become one of the people that moved music from acoustic to electronic blues.
Okay.
Yes.
It was an exciting life, huh, Mac?
It's been exciting. Very exciting.
Now, how did you get from Chicago to Hollywood?
Well, WVON radio station in Chicago, Don Canaris worked for them. And they would always put on, him and E. Rodney Jones were another disc jockey there. They would always put on events for fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a group there called the Soul Invaders that was
the Soul Invaders?
Yes, we were a backup group.
Okay.
We backed up about 90% of the musicians that came through Chicago, and we played locally also. And so we were doing an event for Don Cornelius, and he was talking about doing a dance show called Soul Train. And he did the pilot in Chicago, and they did some shows there, and it went over real well. So he decided he wanted to go to Hollywood and do the show from Hollywood for popularity. Well, I just came back off the road with Muddy Waters Blues Band, and it was 67 degrees in Los Angeles, and it was 5 below zero in Chicago. So I decided I need to go to Los Angeles where the weather suits my clothes better. So I talked to Dern about possibly doing the show with him in Los Angeles, and he gave me the thumbs up. So I moved December 1969. I moved from Chicago to Los Angeles. I went to college and learned how to do the fundamentals of television. And 1971, the Soul Train show came to Los Angeles. And from Metro Media Square in Hollywood, we did Soul Train from 1971 to 1975. I was associated producer for the Soul Train show.
Now, when you think back over that experience, I mean, there had to be some names. We've talked about Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5.
Yes.
But what were some of the other names that you think back and you go, they went on to become something really big?
Yes. You know, there was many, many groups that came through there. All of the R&B groups of the 60s and the 70s, early 70s, came there. 50s, 60s, and 70s. We went all the way back to Aretha Franklin. Many of the entertainers that came through Motown, we must have ran all of Motown's entertainers through Soul Train.
Wow.
Yes.
So, did you know Aretha Franklin?
Sure.
Yeah?
Sure.
All right. Did you play?
Yes.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
That's
yeah,
right.
There
Respect.
You go. All right.
Yeah, Reverend C.L. Franklin, he was one of the top ministers ever. Reverend C.L. Franklin, that was Aretha's father.
That's right. That's right. Yes. I've seen specials about where she grew up and her life and everything.
Yes.
Very fascinating.
Yes, she's still out there.
She is still out there.
Doing
you are.
Great too.
Yeah, that's right. Have you seen her? You haven't seen her recently, have you?
No, I haven't seen her lately. I'm looking to run across her this summer somewhere. We're going to be all over the place this summer, so hopefully we're across again.
That'd be cool.
Yes.
Hey, listen, I'm here with my favorite blues man, Mac Arnold. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, he's promised to sing and play one of his new songs. That's right. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Does this make sense? We buy your gold, diamonds, jewelry, coins, sterling silver at the highest prices, paying extra for fine jewelry and quality, and we're always buying your diamonds and colored stones too. But we sell at the lowest prices, from diamonds to gemstone jewelry to sterling silver pieces and antique and estate jewelry. Always lowest prices for quality jewelry. See us today, Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right here. It's, 9 minutes to the hour. You know how time flies when you're having a good time, Mac Arnold?
It sure does.
It does.
Yes.
And we appreciate you coming down here and being with us. And, you know, I know you said that one of the songs that you're going to record up there in Westminster when you do this live performance is going to be what?
I'll Take Care of You.
And who's that by?
That's by Bobby Blue Bland.
And he told you needed to record it, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
So would you like to sing it for us?
Oh, definitely.
All right. Well, definitely. Let's hear a little music from the one and only Mac Arnold.
I know you've been hurt by someone else. I can tell by the way you carry yourself. But if you let me, here's what I'll do. I'll take care of you. I I've loved and long the same as you. I know you know, baby. I know what you've been through. So if you let me, here's what I'll do. I'll take care of you. You don't ever have to worry. You don't ever have to cry. Cause I'll be right here beside you. To dry your weeping eyes. So, darling, tell me that you'll be true. And there's no doubt in my mind. I know just what I want to do. But if you let me, as sure as one and one is two, I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you. Oh, baby. I'll take care of you. When you need me, I'll take care of you. Oh, baby. I'll take care of you.
Bravo! There you go. The one and only Mac Arnold live right here on WCRS. Gosh, Mac, you know, it's so much fun to sit down and talk about music and everything. And I know you're passionate about teaching kids music. That's why you put music into schools. Hey, by the way, have you been to Europe this year?
No, I decided to stay home this year because of the restaurant opening. Mm-hmm. But we'll be going to Europe 2015, June 18th.
Wow, okay.
And we'll come back July 23rd.
So you'll definitely miss the Blues Cruise next year.
I'll definitely miss the Blues Cruise
okay,
next year.
All right. But you're here this year. He is going to be at Sundance Gallery Thursday night from 8 to 11. That's the only night you're playing, isn't
That's
it, Mac?
That's the only night we're playing, yes.
That's right. So if you want to see Mac Arnold, you have to go Thursday night from 8 to 10. You won't be disappointed. You'll have a great time. Now, the band, Plateful of Blues.
Yes.
How many people and who's in the band?
Well, Max Hightower is still there. Austin Brazier is still there. Mac Arnold is still there. And we'll be using a young man on drums named Tracy.
Tracy?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds great. And, you know, talking about kids and young people, one of the things your foundation does is it takes instruments, people can donate instruments.
That is correct. And we will give them a tax form so that they can write it off on their taxes.
That's right. And then you'll take and fix the instruments.
Yes.
And get them in good working order.
That is correct. And we'll donate those to, if we're working with a school for instruments, we'll donate them to the school. And if we're working with an individual student, we will donate an instrument to them.
You know, that is so awesome. And you've taken instruments even over to Europe, I understand, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Yes.
So it's a great foundation. I can do anything. You know, and part of that, part of the words in that song, if I remember correctly, is I can do anything if I have my education.
That is correct.
That's right. Well, why do you believe in that, Mac?
I believe that these days, if you don't have education, we're so electronically into technology. If you don't have education, you will never figure it out.
You'll never figure it out. I don't know, though, Mac. We got year-old babies just pushing buttons and figuring it out. I tell
they're
you what.
They're smarter than we are.
They're smarter than we are.
They're electronic-minded.
They are.
Yes.
They are.
Yes. I have a 5-year-old grandson. He's been operating electronic device since he was like 11 months old.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Just the way it is. But us grown-ups, we need to be really educated to get on an electronic device and get out of it what a 5 or 6-year-old can do. It's amazing.
You know, the thing that I was taught is just don't be afraid to press a button.
Correct.
You know, that is the thing. You got to just try it.
Yes.
And they have no fear that if they mess it up, so what? They just start over.
That's right. Most of the time, they'll figure it out and fix it.
That's true.
Yeah. It's amazing what children can do nowadays.
That's right.
I just wish that there was some kind of way that someone would come up with an electronic device that will train our children to be more respectful.
I agree with you.
And claim some responsibility. We have children that act out and doesn't have any clue about what is going to happen because they did this act that they did that was unfeasible.
Yeah,
it's just
not their fault, is it?
No, it isn't.
But it always, it is. But they never understand that it is their fault.
That is true.
Yeah,
and sometimes it's too late to understand that it was their fault.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you're listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. I am here with Mac Arnold. Do you want to close out the show with something you'd like to sing for us, Mac?
Well, I've got an instrumental here that I'm adding some lyrics to. I'll play that to play out, if you don't mind.
That sounds great. We're here with Mac Arnold. What is it? Is it got a name, or are you just going to play?
It's called Smooth in the Highway.
Smooth in the Highway.
Yes.
I like it. You want to hear more of this? You got to be at the Blues Cruise Thursday night, Sundance Gallery, next Thursday, a week from this Thursday. Mac will be there. Hope you will be there. Sundance Gallery, 8 to 11 p.m. And don't forget to wish him happy birthday. That's right. He's got his Mac Arnold's Blues Restaurant right up there in West Greenville. Telephone number 558-0747. He's celebrating his birthday on July 4th. Mac Arnold, happy birthday. Thanks for coming
Thank
out today.
You.
Having a good time here today.
Thank you.
All right. That's going to do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.